Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? Glad to be here. Are you doing okay? You still upset? You still sticking to your diet, your workout regimen? What are you doing? Has it all fallen off the rails at this point? Did you just say fuck it? Are you eating like an asshole like I did for, I think, 3 weeks? Now I'm paying for it. I got acid reflux like an asshole. Now it sucks. I'm old now. I just can't eat that bullshit. So, but you know, I was off of it for about 2 years and I shouldn't have got back on because of quarantine. I was like, you know what? I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm going to have some potato chips in a sandwich, and it just opened a can of worms, and I regret it. So now I'm getting back on track. But anyway, glad to be here, everybody. So as usual, off the top, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you for tuning in, downloading, streaming, however you listen. I appreciate it. So please tell a friend, enemy, coworker, tell somebody you're not doing anything. You know, tell them, hey, man, he's making fun of feminists on this show. You got to hear it. This guy's an asshole. Hey, man, he's making fun of conservatives. He's making fun of Trump supporters. And it's not right. You got to hear this. You got to get pissed off about it. Okay? You got to hear this guy. He's a complete dickhead. All right? Something like that. Just tell people. I don't care. Listen and leave a comment. You can be mean. All right? I'm not going to read it. All right? I'm not going to read your mean comments. I look at people. Oh, you don't want to hear anything bad, huh? Look at you. Can't take it. I love those people, man. I love it. When they watch a news clip of somebody getting owned, they go, yeah, look at them. They can't take it. But then when they see their guy getting dressed down and fucking drowning in facts and they don't have a comeback, oh, look, this guy's being rude. See how rude they are on these old mainstream media networks? See how mean they are to liberals on these shows? It's never fun when it's your guy getting his ass whooped. It's never the same, right? They're always being mean to you when they're fucking using your own logic against you or hitting you with facts or telling people how you're really just flubbing the numbers and you're not telling the truth. Well, you know, see, this is what you guys do on this show. You know, Bob, this is what you do here. You bring people on, you think you're going to have a conversation, and you blindside them with that's the classic, this is what you do here. I knew this was going to happen. I knew this was going to happen. But see, I came on. I tried to be open-minded. That's the thing, man. You tell people you're trying to be open-minded, and they just start fucking clapping for you. They feel so, look at it, so open-minded. Be open-minded. Be open-minded means just think like me. That's all that shit means, man. Think like me. Think like me. Think for yourself. Equals think like me. Yeah, like I saw somebody the other day, they were like, I just don't know how people vote that way. It's like, they don't see how you vote your way. It's just like, why the fuck do people just know they're right all the time? That shit pisses me off. And this isn't even what the episode was going to be about, but I end up going that route. But you know what? This will be a different episode. So my bad. I got a little off track. All right, let me get back onto it. So, yeah, honestly, man, just tell people about the podcast. I really appreciate it. I enjoy doing these, and I got a lot of stuff planned, which I'm going to get into on this episode. But first, my milestone. For those who don't know, we have a 7-year-old son. His name is Miles, and I like to talk about the different things that he's doing. You know, sometimes it's big, sometimes it's small, sometimes it's nothing. And I'm glad to say that this week, I don't even know why I have these earphones in. I can't hear shit while I'm recording. I don't know why. They just don't work. But I guess it's a comfort thing. So I will put them back in. So Miles and I, we got together and we filmed a little short. A friend of mine, Sarah Talamash, asked me after doing her podcast, Vag, which you should check out on iTunes. Her and Adrian Appalucci. Very funny comics. Check it out. It was good and fun. After I did their podcast, she goes, hey, I do this at-home film festival. Would you want to do it? And I've never filmed anything. But it just so happened, it was like 2 weeks ago. I'm laying in bed, and this seems like it's not going to tie in, but it is. Laying in bed, and for some reason, I'm just like, I'm thinking about the light bulb that's over our steps. I'm like, shit, how would I ever change that? Because we lived here for like almost 5 years. And I'm like, man, how would I change that? It's so dangerous. And I just kept picturing myself up on the ladder and just falling over and over again. And I was like, ah, this is not a good image to have in your head right before you go to sleep. And so I was like, let me stop thinking about, you know, just, sorry, I'm trying to move this table. All right. I was like, let me stop thinking about this type of shit before I go to bed. Wake up the next morning, get a text from my sister. Oh, hey, my mom. Actually, it was my sister, I think. Hey, your cousin Rock fell in the showers, not looking good. And I'm like, damn, that's so weird. And I end up talking to my mom and goes, you know, it's very odd that just last night I had it really wasn't even a dream. Kind of like just a vision. I don't want to call it a premonition. But just the, I kept thinking about myself falling off this ladder. And she goes, man, that's so weird, you know. That's so weird. And it's odd to talk about because I'm not really a spiritual person. And sometimes I just feel silly talking about it, to be honest. My cousin Rock and I, we're not close, but we're definitely not indifferent with each other or anything like that. We just kind of like, he lives in Atlanta. He's got two kids. He's going through stuff. We just don't really talk a lot. Every once in a while, you know, I'll text, hey, you know, I like this video that you made, or I hope everything's going well, whatever. You know, just, you know, we're both grown-ass men with lives. We just don't really talk a ton. And I actually get a video call from him, and I'm like, I know he fell in the shower. They said his face was messed up, and, like, he was kind of paralyzed from the waist up for a little while. And I was like, man, I better take this. So, and it's rough seeing him. He's in a neck brace. He's got, you know, stitches in his lip. His face is swollen. And he was like, hey, man. He's like, I know we don't really talk a whole lot, man. But he was just like, I just talked to your mom, and she told me about what you saw. And he was like, it's so weird because I was actually going to call you. I was thinking about that before I had my accident. He was like, I was going to call you and tell you that he's like, I saw you doing some really big things, man. He's like, I really feel like he's going to make it, but you just got to go after it. You just got to go after it. You got to start doing stuff. And that's the thing. We never, ever talked about my comedy career, none of my joke, none of that stuff. We've never talked about that at all. And he was just like, I just see you doing a lot of great things, man. He's like, I meant to tell you that. He's like, I was meaning to tell you that, you know, and all this kind of stuff happened. And he told my mom that before she even told him about me having my thing, seeing myself fall. And again, I'm not a spiritual person, man, but it's just very weird and ironic, and just, I don't know what the word is for it, man. But I was like, he's right, you know, and it kind of lit a fire under me. And to tie it in, you know, I get that email from Sarah saying, hey, do you want to do this film festival? And I was like, you know what? I'll do it. And I have never filmed anything. And during that conversation with my cousin Rock, you know, he was just saying, you got to start filming stuff. You got to start filming stuff. And like, boom, like within like the day or that a couple of days, I get an opportunity to do this home film festival thing. And I know it's not a big deal. It's low threat. And, you know, it's only 1 to 2 minutes. And I'm like, you know what? I'll do it. Because if it was left up to me, I would have no idea what to film or anything like that. I've always put it off. I've always wanted to do stuff like that. But I just never thought I could. And after talking to him and he going, hey, man, you know, it's really not that hard to start shooting stuff, use iMovie, do all that. And so I did it, and it was fun. And, you know, Miles helped me with some of the shots. He was giving me some ideas. And, you know, and turns out it really wasn't that difficult at all. It's just you shoot things, you know, from a couple of different angles a couple of times, take the best one, and you throw it in the iMovie. You can just adjust which parts of that clip you want to use by just dragging your finger. They have the little drop down, you know, transitions right there. You just line it all up, you know, adjust each clip to which, you know, to what size you want it to be. They got music and sound effects you can put over it. And I know it's not all like Adobe Premiere top level pro shit, but it's something, you know, to you can make a decent little movie or a little trailer with it, you know. So I worked on that over the last week or so, and it turned out okay. And I have to tell myself, like, it's my first time doing this. I'm not a filmmaker. I'm not a director. I have no training in it at all. But we've all seen movies. We all know what it's supposed to look like, you know, to a degree. And it's just learning how to use the program and the apps and shit. And so, yeah, I made a little short film, and it's cool. It's on my Facebook page, like I said. Check it out. It's called Quarantine Kids. It's about 2 minutes. And I enjoyed it, and it's kind of making me want to shoot some other stuff. And this phone call also kind of like it lit yet another fire. You know what? Not another one, but it added more logs to the fire. Because for a while in my head, I've been toying with the idea of doing this live Ask Me Anything show for like months and months. But I was just like, because you get on YouTube and you watch videos about like how to get on YouTube, how to go live, how to do this. And the people that are doing it, they've been doing it for a while. So they have all the skins, and they know how to do all the cut scenes, and they have all the effects and this picture in picture. And you go, shit, man, I don't know how to do any of that stuff. And it's like, well, now I got to wait and learn how to do this. I got to buy a green screen. I got to get that. And I got to get this. But after talking to my cousin, I just realized, like, yo, you don't need any of that shit. You don't. You don't need any of it. You don't need a boom mic. You don't need any of that stuff. Just make sure it's clear and it's you know, the sound is good, and that's all you need. You don't need all the extra bullshit. It's like I was making all these excuses. So this past Tuesday, I did my first live Ask Me Anything, He Got an Answer show. I had a lot of fun. About 40 people, 41, 42. I think it was 41 people at its peak. And I know it's the beginning. You know, Miles and I, we made a little He Got an Answer sign, hung it up on the wall. And it was fun, and I really enjoyed it. People seemed to enjoy the transparency. I got a tad emotional on it, which is a little embarrassing, but fuck it. You know, I can't care. I know at some point in time, if it ever took off, people could take that clip and make fun of me, which would be fucking great. It would be funny to see that, to get memed or have people get, you know, make fun of me. It would be completely fine. But yeah, I was making excuses, you know, just telling myself I needed all this high end stuff. You know, I gotta do this. I gotta save money to get this so I can do that. It's like, no, man, just have good content and find as much free shit as you can. And that's what I did, man. I spent, I want to say Monday night, I was up till 4 just watching all these like YouTube tutorials about how to go live and how to create your own thumbnails, how to create banners, your Facebook banner. So I went through and I revamped my YouTube page. So now I want to go back and I need to update all the thumbnails and make them look like how people have them on their pages now. You know, I want to do my own thing, but I want it to look like I know what the fuck I'm doing. You know, I want it to look professional. I want it to look good. I want it to be attractive to people. So I've been working on that. And they say you can't teach an old dog new tricks, but it's just like you kind of got a lot of you got to want to learn it. And it's I need to learn to take my own advice, too, because Miles and I will watch him play these games. And he'll go, oh, because he likes those ROM hacks, Mario ROM hacks, and they make these really hard levels and stuff, very complicated. And he's always like, oh, Dad, I want my levels to look like this. Or when the guys are playing, he'll go, oh, Dad, I wish I was this good. This guy's good. I'm not that good. Why can't I be that good? And I'm always telling him, relax, man. It takes time. It takes practice. Like, this wasn't the first level that this guy built. This isn't the first level that this guy's played. They've been doing it for years, and it evolved, and they got better and better. And I have to tell myself that, too, when it comes to, like, my podcast or with this new show, He Got Answers, that I'm doing every Tuesdays. It's like, you know what? Right now, it's low budget, but if people like it, if I can make it funny, if I can be honest, if I can say something interesting, if I can just, if it's good content and it's easy to consume, you know, it doesn't look or sound like shit, people will like it. And, you know, if I can find a way to monetize it, to make a little bit of money off of it, I can start, you know, getting better equipment. And then over that same time period, I can use that time to learn how to do, you know, these programs like OBS and all this kind of stuff, and creating skins and, you know, getting a high def webcam and learning how to switch angles and shit. I'll get there. It just takes time. And I don't need to start off with that heavy of a production. It's just make it as low maintenance as possible. And as you get the hang of it, it'll get better. You know, you'll learn more and things will get easier. And that's the thing. I don't want to, because I want to be a stand-up, man. I don't want to be a guy just editing video and shooting shit all the time. I want to be able to do it and do it efficiently and quickly. I don't want to have these big productions where it's like, all right, I shoot this on Monday. It takes 2 days to edit it and get it up. I don't want to be that guy. I like writing jokes. I like performing comedy. I really enjoy stand-up, but, you know, that's not a thing right now, so I have to use my time wisely and find other ways to create content. So that's that whole phone call with my cousin has motivated me to just start shooting more stuff, make little short videos, you know, just make sure they're, you know, good quality. I want to find quick and easy ways to edit. I don't want to get into this big ordeal of making everything a production. Now, I wouldn't mind having like a long-term project where, yes, it's very intense and involved and all that. But yeah, I want to be, everything I do, I want to be able to put it into a backpack and do it on the road if I have to. That's my goal. How can I produce the things that I want to do quickly, easily, effectively, efficiently, and with not a lot of, setup. Even like, I would like to have like an in-home studio. That would be cool. Even with my podcast, I've always thought that's something I would want to do. But I also would like to go, like to be able to go mobile, so to speak, you know? Like, hey, the quality of the podcast hasn't changed. Sorry, this isn't my regular studio, but this is what it looks like when I'm on the road. When I'm out of my house, when I'm on vacation or something like that, I can still produce something with just maybe just my cell phone, a laptop and a cell phone and a microphone, you know? So I got my Tascam, which is a voice recorder. I got that. And I think I mentioned it on my last podcast. And if I didn't, from moving forward, my plan is to start doing this as a video podcast as well. I wanted to do it this week, but I was like, you know what? Let me just knock out the two that I owe this week, and this weekend I can figure out how to extract, my audio and all that kind of stuff, and upload it to Podbean and whatnot. So yeah, I got a lot of stuff on my plate, and I'm trying to keep myself busy. So I'm really excited about my new live show. All right. He Got Answers. It comes out every Tuesday, 9 o'clock for an hour. I'm just answering random questions. Yeah, it's not easy. It was a lot of fun. I want to thank everybody for participating. If you watched it, if you listened afterwards, I appreciate it. I appreciate all my cousin's words of encouragement. I got a lot of text messages. Thanks to everybody who's subscribing to my YouTube page. I got to work on, you know, video intros and all that kind of stuff. But right now, I got my page up to date. I need to work on some thumbnails. I need to work on like a promo video for my page. But I really appreciate all the help, all the kind words, and just look forward to some more content coming out. So I think that's it. There's the show. That's the show. I'm Chris Allen. That's my podcast. Y'all be safe out there. Peace.